Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We only value liberty and freedom when it's under assault, when we're losing it. That's the old cliche. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And so the good news is there are many different tracks in human history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and many others. There are different competing forces in this world. The problem is evil so often is very highly organized. But over the weekend, and it's been a process, we talked about this some on Friday, I had more epiphanies and more deep understanding of how the entire system works to the point of almost not even being able to come into this radio show. My point is that I can't just get up here and rattle off facts and statistics and tell you my point of view on this or that. We need to have a fundamental discussion about the fact that the real world is verifiable, and what's really going on is hiding in the living room like a 10 trillion pound elephant. And that so many people that hear about corruption and evil, they're prideful. They don't want to believe they've been enslaved. Or they're prideful and say, so what, there's nothing you can do about it, and think that gives them control over it. And I guess it's part of the decadence of the society because we've had it so good for so long. But it really hit me this morning and this afternoon harder than anything's ever hit me because the shadows are getting long. Night is falling over our society. And so, undoubtedly, myself and many of you are going to get more focused, more serious. Reality and danger has a way of doing that. But I had a realization this morning, and when I had the realization, I knew that I'd always known this, and that all of you know this, and that when I say this, you're going to say that's no revelation at all. But it is a revelation. Because it's not figurative, and it's not a term I would just use to describe something like calling an extremely fat man an elephant or a hippo. This is not like calling something something it's not because it describes it. This is the thing. This thing I will call out is the elephant, not the fat man, not the freak show. It is the elephant. It is the bona fide. With the tusk and the ears and the big trunk and a little tail. And it can step on you, and it's a very psychotic elephant. And what I'm speaking of is royalty. Royalty. And the real discrimination that's going on in our world. And the system consciously knows this and is building this. And as soon as I had this realization, I began to search engine statements and treaties and globalists, and I knew what I was going to be able to find before I entered it, even though I had never read them saying it. And they admit they are consciously building a world government where the ruling class is royal and is exempt from the laws they put us under, and they themselves call it the new royalty. And that's why they divide and conquer black, white, old, young, northern, southerner, Christian, Muslim, Jew, this, that, gay, straight, on and on and on. They do that because they are scientifically dividing and conquering. And again, I know you know that. But the point is, they are building a world where they are the royalty. And I'm going to break it down coming up with all the latest news. Stay with us. We're live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us live. It is Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2013. And we will be here for the next 2 hours, roughly, Lord willing. I, of course, will also return weekdays live, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and carry by over 140 stations, live or tape delayed, also XM 166. Again, thank you so much for joining us for this important broadcast. Okay, here is what is coming up. I'm going to go over some of the headlines here. And then I'm going to get to the biggest realization and epiphany that I have ever had. And, again, when I go over this awakening, this realization, life is a roadmap of awakenings for people who live in delusion. It is a bottomless pit of ignorance. And when I cover this awakening I've had, many of you are going to say, tell me something I didn't know. And that is in itself the awakening. That is in itself the awakening, that I already knew this, but it hit me, and I can see the social engineers. I've read their writings ad nauseum, read them here on air. But I understand the globalists and the social engineers to such a level, because I've been intimately studying them for 20 years, on air for 17, that I know more, I can clearly say, than even most of their top technocrats. Because most of their technocrats are worldly, they're sold out, they've used their knowledge to basically just gain power, so they are lazy in their research. In fact, in a way, I realize my broadcast is almost a college for people who want to go out and do bad things and be evil. That was another huge awakening I had this weekend, because I learn more all the time. I learn more in a month now than I learned previously in a year, 15, 16 years ago. My mind has just been burning with understanding the last few months, and it is exhausting at a certain level, but it's also a great exaltation to be dedicated to something and to begin to become a master. And as you become a master, you realize you're nothing but a first-grade pupil. But the universe is just opening up, and it is my goal to try to really articulate what I know and then to go show you the research I've done. And again, much of it you're going to say, I already knew that. That is really the biggest sector of this constellation of great understandings, epiphanies, whatever you want to call them, widening horizons that I've been having as of late. I will tell you that I'll get to this by the bottom of the hour, and it's like jumping off a 200-foot cliff into beautiful Mediterranean Sea It's beautiful, but it's also chilling to even try to describe it. And I'm not embellishing here, building up what I'm saying. I can envision things they're doing now just because I know their mind, and then search engine it, which is an incredible power. It's like a modern crystal ball, and find the exact words I was envisioning the enemy engaged in, and find them speaking it themselves. It's just, it's unbelievable. And to know who the globalists are and to know what they're into, they are really pathetic people. To have this knowledge and to not want to give it to people and empower people, and instead know that so many smart people have discovered what I've discovered, and they just go join the Legion of Evil, the Legion of Doom. That is a very dark understanding. But, again, they're missing spiritually on some things, and they're missing out on a loving upbringing. And they get a lot of them also were sweet people who were abused by a generally barbarous and petty and shallow world. And so they then go out and to say, well, I'll just be dark and corrupt, and I'll build a wall around myself. That's what Pink Floyd's The Wall is all about. And then the worms, they enter your brain. Because when you give up your love and your passion, your love of creativity and your empathy, your soul begins to be shuttered. And the prison you build around other people that you believe is protecting you is really a fortress prison you're building around yourself. And again, I know when I say all this, you're going to say, I already knew that. But did you know it? Because that is only one piece in a larger mosaic or gestalt that I will attempt, because, you know, thought is at the speed of light. Your thought is at the speed of light. You're an incredible creature living on a gorgeous planet, hurtling through deep space. I mean, everything around you is magic. Consciousness is incredible. Everything is unspeakably wonderful when you realize the good in the world. And then you see the ugly, and the ugly is like a malformed, malfunctioning, injured animal in a ditch flopping around. It no longer is even an enemy until you realize you've been so weak and listened to its siren song so long that you have given yourself over to a subordinate position of this evil. So that is what I will attempt to break down at the bottom of the hour, as I just promised to do. But I will tell you at the core understanding is that royalty is the goal. Royalty. And again, we talk about the city, state, nations exempt from law, the UN exempt from law, the diplomatic immunity, Congress exempt from insider trading, congressmen caught raping children. It's back in the news. They don't get in trouble. They're a bunch of Jerry Sanduskis. You don't get in the club now at the high levels unless you are. All of that is, well, how do they get away with that? They are royal. And they consciously are building a royal system. Kim Jong-il, his father put him in power in North Korea. Now his son, third generation, they're now calling him royalty in North Korea. They're now saying the sun comes out and the birds sing because of him. Another generation or two, they will be wearing gold crowns. And Americans will pay money to go drive around on yachts with them and pose when they wear red robes and crowns. You see, the British royalty is 50 or 60 lines of North Korean dictatorship. So we bow down to People magazine and worship Kate Middleton. You see how sick that is. And that's what National Security Act is. That's what the New World Order is. That's what now they're trying to get countries to sign on to treaties where the six mega banks have diplomatic immunity. I mean, diplomatic immunity, ladies and gentlemen, you can walk off a plane with a five-year-old child with a chain around their neck and no one can stop them. And this is in the back of the news all the time, to the point that they don't even put it in the news that often now when the UN gets caught flying U.S. foster children out or flying other kids in. It's just a footnote. And if you're a new listener going, that's incredible, well, you just go search engine, UN caught in sex trafficking, UN caught using diplomatic immunity, and no one gets in trouble. When the police, you know, catch some guy in Houston, you know, running over people, diplomatic immunity, can't get in trouble. you can now purchase from the UN and multiple governments diplomatic immunity. You see, they're a group of pirates who get so much power through fraud, they tell you they're royal. They tell you they're exempt. They tell you because of their signet ring or their UN seal, they're allowed to have a woman chained in their closet as a sex slave in New York, and they don't get in trouble. They're allowed to kill her, chop her up, and put her in the trash can. When the trash men find the chopped up woman, the police say, we can't do anything. And it used to, they would recall people that did that. They don't even recall them now. You see, that's beyond royalty. Could a king in England 600 years ago kill children just because they wanted to, like Jimmy Savile and all the news with him and the royal family coming out? No, they had to do it in dungeons quietly. Now they do it out in the open. So that's the big epiphany. I'm going to give you all the documentation on that and more, just like they're exempt from the gun laws, the Senate.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent
equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We will have open phones in the second hour. I'm also going to play a message from Anonymous, who's been hacking into the federal government court websites and has reportedly retrieved a bunch of data, including confidential informant information and more. It'll be all the different narcotics traffickers the government's got that it protects, because that's come out in court before. Before we go any further here, let me just go over some of the headlines that we have up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sheriff's radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms training. We're going to play that clip coming up in a little while. Federal government declares itself royal. 12-minute video report I shot this morning. It's got a lot of exhibits and documents, what I'm saying. Special report, why people think Sandy Hook is a hoax. Almost called it Sandy Hoax. I'm going to be getting into that. Obama admits he's a gun enthusiast, at least he says that on the surface, to pacify people so that they won't think that he's coming after their guns. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Again, I already mentioned the sheriff radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms lessons. You know what? There are now hundreds of sheriffs coming out saying they won't enforce things that are unconstitutional. A bunch of Congress people are saying it. State reps are saying it. Governors are saying it. That's the spirit. That's the lawful rebellion against this government that's been occupied by foreign powers on record trying to take us back to serfdom and slavery. Because liberty and freedom is checks and balances on their tyrannical usurpation. But I'm noticing a lot of police chiefs, a lot of sheriffs, a lot of people are saying, hey, I'm on the people's side. I know the government is out of control and hijacked and corrupt. In fact, Congressman Brown came out, federal congressman, and said Obama's only loyal to the Soviet Constitution and is basically part of a foreign takeover. Newsweek came out and said, you bet, it's good the communist Chinese say we should turn our guns in. We're going under globalism. They own our debt. And Alex Jones needs to be dealt with. That was in an article called Piers Pressure, talking about Piers Morgan. I mean, this is going on, and the operatives for the system know what they're doing. Still, other police in areas like Chicago, New York, and other places aren't just arresting people that videotape them in public. They're now savagely beating them. And here's an article at Infowars.com. Photographers viciously attacked by a police officer for taking pictures of a historical building. Now, federal and state courts have thrown out where they arrest people filming them in public, because that's totally legal and lawful. There's no perception of privacy. 12 states are still arresting people. But because the courts are throwing it out, they now just beat you savagely. And that's because the higher-ups in the mafia areas that control major sectors of the nation want our will broken. I saw an incredible video, $1 million homes, nice area, very well-dressed women, saying you don't have a right to put a smart meter on our house. It surveils everything we're doing wirelessly with all the new appliances. We have a federal lawsuit. This came out in the Chicago Tribune. It's outside Chicago. Now, you're not allowed to go over my gate. They climb over the gate, the police, with the local power company. They put the smart meter on the house. And then they arrest the woman, saying, that's eavesdropping to videotape us in your own yard. I mean, that's North Korean-style tyranny. In fact, on that subject, here's an article out of the Washington Post. Former CIA officer John Caracal is sentenced to 30 months in prison for leaks. You're good at reading names in there, CJ. How do you pronounce that? Caracal? Caracal, I'm pronouncing it right. I've seen him in interviews before he went to prison. And he exposed CIA torture that people went to prison for. Now, under all common law, all U.S. law, you expose criminal activity to the press, anybody, you're protected. National security doesn't protect that, but they still got a kangaroo court sent him to jail. Now, that is royalty right there. The government could order torture, in some cases, of children as young as 4 years of age in front of their parents with battery acid and large objects. I'm not going to go any further, but it's Joseph Mengele did stuff to little kids sexually with large objects. That was the Nazi known as Angel of Death. And this went on at camps all over the world, black sites as they're known. The whistle got blown on this. And a lot of good people talked about it and exposed it. And this fella gave it to well-known press trying to get it stopped. And he did get it stopped. Well, Obama got caught running a torture camp in Benghazi. Of course, that came out just a few months ago. But they had to publicly stop promoting it. See, they tried to normalize something that's illegal just by saying they were doing it. Remember Rumsfeld bragging about torture and stuff? And then when it came out what they were doing, they sent their underlings to prison. But a whole bunch of people had exposed lies about WMDs, lies about Iraq nukes, lies about torture, lies about... They go to jail now. 30 months in jail for exposing something that's illegal. That's never happened in our country. Not with the Pentagon Papers, any of it. That is unprecedented. You expose children. That's how they got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to confess to bombing things that weren't built until after he was in prison. In one case, a building built 4 years after he was in prison. He'd been in prison about 8 years till he confessed, 3 or 4 years ago. He confessed to everything but crucifying Christ and killing Lincoln. I mean, it was incredible. And they threatened to torture his small children. In some cases, people didn't do what they were told. And needless to say, they like to rape the kids because that's why they got into this. See, there's only one place you can rape kids and have the government protect you, and that's in these black sites, those sites. And it's unspeakably evil. And in America, we can't sign on to this, okay, in the name of fighting terrorists. Speaking of that, I have an incredible headline here. Israel, let me show TV viewers. We're also streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Israel threatens serious strike if rebels get chemical arms. Now, the Russians are there guarding serious chemical arms. Assad's not an angel, but compared to Al-Qaeda, he is. The West, NATO, the U.S., and France, and others have put Al-Qaeda in the last 22 months, that's now declassified, to attack and try to overthrow the Assad regime. Now they're saying, the U.S. is saying this as well, they may attack. This is so amazing. I can't even believe this. This is Reuters. They may attack Damascus because they don't want the rebels to get the chemical arms. First, you had to say that Damascus would use the chemical arms so the U.S. and others had to invade physically, not just use proxy Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and other areas, same folks they used in Libya. Same folks that were running security in Benghazi that killed the ambassador. Our government runs Al-Qaeda. I had Jerome Corsi, New York Times bestseller, big, mega conservative, swift-voted John Kerry. And he said, our government runs the drugs and runs Al-Qaeda. And he said, basically, that I need to be apologized to by everybody that I'm right. But it's not our government, though. It's criminal, foreign, globalist elements that need the terror threat to take our rights. Look at the Homeland Security documents. Where they say it's gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, people like that are who they're targeting. It was never about Al-Qaeda. This is a foreign takeover of America by criminal interests who wrap themselves in the flag. And I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This isn't a joke or a game. Now, Obama's engaged in a psyop now saying he doesn't want our guns. But his bills say they'll take most of our guns. We're going to break that down and get to the royalty factor.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching. I've been waiting. Thank you for joining us. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And here we are, and I'm very thankful to the, I don't know, close to 100 stations now picking up the Sunday show alone. It's great to have you all on board. And almost every station that ends up picking us up on Sunday ends up within just 2 to 6 months carrying us weekdays, and that is very, very exciting. Okay, and again, I know this news is painful to hear on the broadcast, and I want to get into how government is exempting itself from the law and actually making themselves into the new royalty, and how this is the way of governments. And then we'll tie it in to the unprecedented attack on the Second Amendment and new deception from Obama, and we've gotten caught red-handed on this. But first off, for radio listeners, it's in the International Business Times. It's in the Associated Press. It's in the Weekly Standard. Here's the International Business Times. Government officials, they're not servants, government officials, authorities, masters, see, royalty, government officials can still own assault weapons under Feinstein bill. And that's the main bill they're trying to get passed that doesn't just ban 158 specifically firearms, because it says and anything similar, anything like. It's thousands of different firearms. It's most pump shotguns if they've got what they call military features, like a handle or a hole in the stock. It's thousands of firearms. Let me just give you that little news tip there. Now, Dianne Feinstein, we played the clips. You can just type in Dianne Feinstein admits she has a concealed carry. She admits she's worth $100 million that she magically made since she hit the Senate in 93. Didn't have that when she got there. Pelosi's worth $300-400 million. Didn't have it when she went. But so what? You know, on a couple $100,000 a year, was $176,000 as a senator. She's had some good investments. Everything's gone well. Now, she got caught insider trading, but they just passed a law legalizing it because they're the new royalty. And, you know, they caught more senators with underage kids. But, they're saying, you know what? They're senators. I mean, that's okay. All right. You know, and if you whistleblow on it, you'll go to jail like the CIA guy. The FBI came and grabbed him because the government's the royalty. And what they're noticing is the police don't want to confiscate the guns because they're going to have their guns confiscated. In fact, retired New York police are having to now turn in their guns under the new law. And you know what? I've got an article here where they're refusing en masse. That's coming up. But so are the citizens. So now Cuomo is talking about, well, we'll retroactively do a rider bill through so you can have your guns. Oh, good. Because you're royal. See, if you ever worked for the government, which is about a third of the population, you're now exempt from all the laws you put on us. Just like Congress is exempt from, last time I checked, over 400 laws they've passed since 1975. You can look this up. You know, they're exempt from Obamacare. They're exempt from insider trading because they say so. They're exempt from reporting incomes that citizens don't have to. I've seen numbers of upwards of half of Congress doesn't pay taxes. Remember Geithner hadn't paid in decades? The Treasury Secretary? Because I've seen so many famous ultra-rich robber barons say, taxes? That's for common people. You know, you read about General Electric and Google paying zero tax or 2.3% tax because they write the laws, suckas. You understand how this works? They're pirates with slick PR groups out there. Big money wants higher taxes because they get it in government contracts and bailouts. Now, let's continue here with the new royalty. And I shot a video, again, up at Infowars.com that actually shows, for radio listeners, everything I'm going to be talking about here. It's called Federal Government Declares Itself Royal. Right up at the top of Infowars.com in the featured news area. Very, very important to go to the site and to get that video and send it out to your friends and family so they understand something. See, our country was founded in 1776. That's when it kicked off with force, saying we're not going to bow to any man. We only bow to God. And it was the preachers that led the fight. They were called the Black Brigades because preachers, regardless of their Catholic or Protestant, wore black. No king but King Jesus. Because all the royalty, the giant swelling royalty, from sir, which there were thousands of in the colonies, up to lords, the patronage, get free houses, free everything from the government. It's like a welfare system. And you couldn't be involved in manufacturing. You couldn't own or sell large pieces of land. You couldn't be in business manufacturing anything unless you were royal or got a license from royalty. And George Washington was unable to get pieces of land that he had actually fought for in the militia because he wasn't royal. And, you know, they wrote books and papers about how the royals were a bunch of lazy, arrogant scum. They could rape your wife if they wanted to. They could beat you up. They had fake courts. They didn't follow the laws. And the Englishmen had fought in England for hundreds of years to get basic rights. You know, they'd cut kings' heads off. And so there was freedom in England to a great extent in 1775, 1776, but not here. And people said, hey, we have the same rights. Magna Carta, Parliament Act, stop it. And it didn't stop. And government would exempt itself from the law. English military officers would beat somebody's son up and kill him in front of witnesses and not get in trouble. They'd bayonet someone for no reason in front of witnesses. So citizens started taking the law into their own hands and killing redcoats. The Civil War had already started for about a decade before. So they started quartering troops and beating up more people and killing more people and confiscating guns. And you know the rest of the story. FEMA teaches it's called terrorism. FEMA teaches, I have video of it in my film, Road to Tyranny. But the Founding Fathers are terrorist scum. They actually desecrate George Washington. They have four shows on TV badmouthing the Founding Fathers and anybody that supports them now. Shows like I Hate Paul Revere on AMC. This is an occupational government. British intelligence. That's why you're taught to love British. You hear me talk about British. Don't talk about Brits. You've been taught movies and TV, James Bond, all of it. It's not the British people. It's the corrupt system. If you want to call anything a real British system and not a Saxe-Coburg continental royal German family propaganda, that's the British Empire. Real British or Scottish or Irish people fighting for liberty, that would be America. Okay? But in 1922, they established the Pratt House under British intelligence. Churchill wrote three books on this, bragging about it. The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I read it like 15 years ago, only volume. Was it two or three? Point is, you can go look it up. Guys, type in History of British-Speaking Peoples by Churchill. I'm going to give the exact name to folks, because I haven't read that in probably 15 years. There's three volumes. I read the last volume about modern times. This is all public, what you're about to hear. The Treaty of Rome, 1959, to set up the euro, admits it's run by the royal families of Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, and the British Empire, the Dutch royal family, their cousins, the biggest, one of the biggest empires in history next to the British, and the Spanish Empire, now run by Juan Carlos, King of Spain. This is who's at Bilderberg. This is who runs things. This is who gets your highways handed over to them to put toll roads on them. And notice the UN is above the law. The UN has diplomatic immunity to do whatever they want. And all this PR about how they love the children while they're busy running dozens of wars at any one time. Literally, probably 30 wars right now. More than two dozen. Look it up. All this murder incorporated, modern colonialism against the nation state, against the middle class. They've already sucked out all the poor people in Africa and Asia and Latin America. Now the globalists brag they're colonizing America. They're colonizing Europe. They're bankrupting us to make us poor. Yes, the four volumes of the history of the British speaking peoples, Nobel Prize in Literature. So I guess I read the... I read the fourth volume, The Birth of Britain, The New World, The Age of Revolution, The Great Democracies. There you go. I thought there were three. There's four volumes. This is all laid out, okay? A system of control. The British royal family is tax exempt and gets $2 billion a year converted from pounds of taxpayer money. And now the government here is making itself royal.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Again, this is such a wide subject. In the last 100 years or so, every American president has had royal background on both sides of their family. Obama, on his mother's side, is related to Bush and Cheney. If you don't believe me, just search engine it. It's mainstream news. But you have to understand, royalty is just criminal groups that were able to take over because they were the most vicious. And normally they're just whoever's in charge at first. And then within two or three generations, they declare themselves gods. They declare themselves of the stars and that you are slaves and that only they have rights. And if you study this, that's why Obama always kneels to the British royalty. to the Saudi royalty. Well, there's dozens of photos. I mean, what is there, like 15 or more groups he's bowed to? You've seen that. I have something I want to show some of the viewers out there on TV, but anybody can just type in Obama bowing to see him bowing to every royal house, major and minor, out there. Now, if you expand on that, let's put up the history of the red carpet. The Greeks and Babylonians used it to symbolize royalty, and that he who walked on a red carpet was a god, not mortal, and that the mortal's blood was the path on which they walked. It is a giant ocean, a river of blood on which conquering god kings walk. By the way, I'm reading from major university websites. Agamemnon, known that only gods walk on such luxury, responds with trepidation. I am immortal man. I cannot trample upon those tinted splendors without fear thrown in my path. And it just goes on from there. So there is the times of old. Our presidents did not walk on red carpets until the time of Edward Bernays, the father of the word modern propaganda, who worked for the Department of War and others. He's the reason you eat bacon and eggs. They couldn't sell the pork bellies. They put out advertisements in the newspaper saying everybody's got to have bacon with their eggs. He's the guy that said half feminists walk with cigarettes and tell women it's cool. You can get the other half of women smoking. He said we can break up the family by telling women it's cool to work all day, and then we'll get double taxes. Whether you support women working or not, the point is, and Bernays wrote three books. Go read them. Three that I've read. I think he must have written more. The point is, he wrote Propaganda and others. And he sits there calling you dumb animals when you read the book, and how there's a giant mind control system, and how they would treat, this is in the 20s, politicians like royalty and have red carpets, and have Hollywood that had just started together with them at dinners to blur the people that had become the new royalty, artisan people, which is actually in the old times more healthy than royalty, at least they did something you liked, with the politicians. And now our politicians fly around, what is it, $10 million per trip with Air Force One. And whoever the Speaker of the House is gets an identical Air Force One. It's called, Air Force Two. Then there's an Air Force Three. And then even minor officers, generals, get their own private jets and their own private little female assistant hookers to follow them around. This is the decadence. And again, if you read Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution and several other clauses that we have posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the Federal Government Declares Itself Royal video, and under it I have links to these areas, it is a felony and an impeachable offense when the president or anyone in the federal government or with the federal commission takes a title of nobility. But we've had sitting presidents become knighted. By the way, that a lot of stuff comes with that. That's a huge payoff. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, with the consent of the Congress, accept any present emolument of office or title or of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. They all take giant speaking gifts, million-dollar speaking gifts by the Saudis, by the Emperor of Japan. That's why they bow. That's why they sell us out. And now they can order torture even though it's illegal. And if the CIA blows the whistle, they go to jail. That's in the news today, 30 months. They can order all sorts of other criminal NSA wiretapping without warrants. And they claim the government's secret and above the law. And now they're going to give all federal employees and police, period, and the House and the Senate, can have any firearm they want that government bans. The bill just says, we can have whatever we want, we're above the law. Why not? The UN, set up by the Rockefellers, 1945, Presidio, San Francisco, then they gave them the land to build it in New York. They have diplomatic immunity. That's why you never hear about UN war crimes. Even though it was even the New York Times last year, they're in multiple African countries and multiple South American countries. So just type into a search engine, UN-backed groups engaged in genocide under UN, and you'll get it. You know, 4,000 people in Burma, kill them for their land, whatever. All over the world. And it's in the New York Times. Yeah, the UN group went in and killed everybody in this African village to take their land, but it's for the earth. You know, every Miss America says, I love the UN. It must be nice. I heard it over and over again. This is the mind control. And again, my big epiphany was Oh, my gosh. I mean, I already knew this, but you know this. Whether you love the Vatican or hate the Vatican, whatever, the Vatican has its own city outside of Italian law and can do whatever it wants and declares itself sovereign and has diplomatic immunity worldwide and has its own Swiss military to back them up. See, the Swiss are smart. They learn from the Vatican. They have their own country and say, we're outside of international laws. Israel does the same thing. It's basically a city-state. The city of London within London, listen, this is key, is a tiny area. I've been there. Most expensive real estate in the world. And it's above the law, pays no taxes, is its own country. And that's where the Rothschild banks and Rockefeller banks are. The UN and the U.S. above the law. NAFTA and GATT, these organizations, the Organization of American States and others, they're above the law. EU bureaucrats, just type in, EU bureaucrats pay no tax. Guys, show them that. I don't want people to see that watching on TV. Just type in, EU bureaucrats pay no tax. No wonder the head of the IMF said 70-something% tax isn't enough for the average Greek to pay. You need to work 6-7 days a week and pay more tax. She's exempt from tax. See, and now they've introduced bills where if you work for the government, you're exempt from the laws you're enforcing. It is the essence of royalty. That's all royalty means. Notice how the police wear 4 stars on their lapels like they're generals now, on their emulets. They wear bigger and bigger hats, more and more salad dressing on their shirts, you know, the generals. That's royalty. The generals walk around with little gold canes under their arms, black boots, the police. They're the authorities. They're the officials. You're the servant. In America, we were the first country, other than a short period in a few city-states of Greece, to say government isn't God, the people are number one, and there's a Bill of Rights and Constitution to protect these enshrined rights that even if 51% say let's enslave the other 49%, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. No one can take that away. Obama is in the news. I'm going to read it when we come back in the next hour and then go to your calls. Saying, hey, I've got the majority in polls wanting to take guns. And the House Republicans won't let me because they speak for their, you know, for their minority constituents. No, they speak for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He says, I'll just do an executive order. $2,000 to pay taxes, too arrogant to care about democracy. No wonder the Euro elites sneer at the idea of referendum. Daily Mail. And it goes on to talk about how she pays no taxes, they pay no taxes. Again, ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists always create Luxembourgs and Switzerlands and Israels and Vaticans and cities of London within London, where if you get entrance into the city of London, they let you into the group, you pay no taxes, you're above the law, you're God. If you can become a UN diplomat or one of their legates, one of their minions, you now are literally above the law. This is royalty. In North Korea, 3 generations of dictators. Right around in these huge displays where people worship them at sports stadiums as God, and that's supposedly communism for the little guy. All communism is a tiny elite ruling everyone as their slaves, saying, oh, look, you're free. You all share equally in the work. That's all any of this is, fascism, socialism, communism. It's always tiny groups ruling over you. Before the communist revolution of 150 years ago, roughly, there was no left and right. Left was feminine, male was seen as right. The devil left, God right. Whatever you think of that, that's what left and right was. There was only, is there more freedom or less? The globalists seek to overthrow the Renaissance, to overthrow the Enlightenment of the last 500 years that our republic's founding was the greatest expression of. There is a systematic revolution by special interests backed by royals at the head of it. The Rothschilds are now lords, with the Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, Transylvanian, German royalty that runs England, the Dutch royalty, the Saudi royalty, the Spanish royalty. Look at who owns our toll roads, the Spanish royalty. Literally, Juan Carlos. They are in a revolution against our forebearers' gains in the revolutions of 1776 and others. We are in the ultimate battle against royalty and criminality.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.